My name's Paul Connor. I'm a photographer with the Sunday Times. I was actually injured in Syria, in the town of Babar Amra. My colleague Marie Colvin was sadly killed. And when I got out, one of the things that amazed me was the amount of ammunition that these people actually had to just continually fire on a daily basis. And then I started looking into where the ammunition was coming from, and it was in fact Russia, who quite openly said that we're supplying the ammunition, we've got no qualms about it. And when asked if they continue to do it, they said yes. If we don't do it, somebody else will. And at that point, there was, you know, I couldn't reach for a piece of paper and say this is against any laws or any conventions. There was simply nothing there to wave at them and say you shouldn't really be doing this. So when obviously I got involved in the arms trade treaty with Amnesty and Oxfam, and I've been involved ever since, just to promote awareness of the fact that the talks are coming up, and it's imperative that as much pressure is put on the negotiators to come out with a sustainable and workable treaty that actually cuts down the amount of arms and munitions floating around the world at the moment.